Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Adventures of David and His Friends. This is Chapter 7. Chapter 7 is about the swan's grace. So David and Sonic were feeling excited as they left the forest behind and entered a beautiful sunny meadow. The flowers were bright and colorful, and a gentle breeze blew through the air, making everything feel peaceful and calm. They knew they were getting closer to finding the Orb of Light, but they also knew they had a lot of challenges ahead. As they walked through the meadow, they heard a soft, gentle sound like the notes of a sweet song carried on by the wind. David looked around, trying to find where the music was coming from. "Do you hear that, Sonic?" David asked. Sonic's ears perked up. "Yeah, it's like someone is singing. Let's go check it out." They followed the sound of the song until they reached a sparkling river that flowed through the meadow. The water was so clear and bright that it looked like it was made of liquid light. And there, gliding gracefully across the river, was a beautiful swan, with snowy white feathers that shimmered in the sunlight. The swan was singing a lovely, soothing melody as it floated on the water. When the swan saw David and Sonic, it stopped swimming and it stopped singing and swam over to them. "Hello, young travelers," the swan said in a soft voice. "What brings you to this part of Sparkleland?" David smiled and said, "We are on a quest to find the Orb of Light and bring it back to the Queen. But we are not sure how to cross this river." The swan nodded gracefully. "This is the River of Dreams," she explained. "It's very deep and full of magic. To cross it, you must be calm and steady, like the flowing water." Sonic tilted his head. "But how could we cross it? We can't swim like you." The swan thought for a moment, then said, "I can help you, but first you must each find a special stone from the riverbank. These stones hold the magic you need to glide across the water." David and Sonic looked at the riverbank and saw that it was covered with small, smooth stones in all different colors: pink, blue, green, and even sparkling gold. "Which stones should we pick?" David asked. The swan smiled. "You must choose the stone that speaks to your heart. The right stone will help you cross the river safely." David and Sonic each picked a stone. David chose a bright blue stone that felt warm and smooth in his hand. Sonic picked a shiny red stone that seemed to glow with energy. "These feel just right," David said, holding his stone tightly. "Now, close your eyes and hold your stone close to your heart," said the swan. "Imagine yourselves gliding across the water, calm and steady." David and Sonic did as the swan said. They closed their eyes, held their stones close, and took a deep breath. They imagined themselves floating on the river, just like the swan, moving smoothly and gently. When they opened their eyes, the swan had created a path of light across the water. "Step onto the path and let the magic of the stone guide you," she said. David and Sonic stepped into the glowing path, and to their amazement, they began to glide across the river of dreams, as if they were walking on air. The water sparkled beneath them, and the song of the river filled their ears, making them feel peaceful and brave. They reached the other side of the river safely, where the swan was waiting for them. "You did it!" David cheered, proud of how calm and steady they had been. "Thank you, Swan," Sonic said, giving a thumbs up. "We couldn't have done it without you." The swan smiled warmly. "You both showed great courage and grace. Remember, the magic of the stone is inside you as long as you believe in yourselves." David and Sonic thanked the swan and waved goodbye as she glided back across the river, her beautiful song filling the air once more. As they continued their journey, David felt a new sense of confidence. They had crossed the river of dreams with the help of the swan, and now they were even closer to finding the orb of light. "We are getting closer with each step," David said with a smile. "And with every friend we meet, we get closer," Sonic added, feeling more determined than ever. With the river behind them and the road ahead clear, David and Sonic pressed on, ready for their next adventure that awaited them in Sparkleland. That is all for today. See you next time.